Good morning. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting of February 6, 2018 to order. I think the first thing we want to deal is in recognition of the happiness of Mrs. Griffith down there and Mr. Lawson. We want to have three words for the day: fly, Eagles, fly.
Go Patriots.
Approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let's bring this meeting back to order. At this time, I have no recommendations for changes of today's agenda, Mr. President. Thank you.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second. Mr. Wilson, any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. We have minutes approved. Motion approved. We have the minutes of the January 30th, right? Was that? Yeah, 30th, 6, 7 days. January 30th. Any corrections or questions for those? They'll say it approved as read. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have none.
Any correspondence from council?
None.
Correspondence from council. Public comments, Mr. Guy? Thank you, sir. Okay. Paul Rigger.
Good morning. Paul Rigger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. To finish up for last time on this, with the Board of Adjustment, as I spoke about, one of the hearings was for private stable, and it for the setbacks where it was built too close. Now, if they gave him the special use or the permission for the public stable, now they gave them for the horses for the stable, but also too in there where we have the private feedlots for the chickens, cows, goats, etc., which excludes horses. That person that got the approval for the barn, stable, technically, say, sells the house, somebody buys the house, has the kids. They want to do 4-H, go to the fair or something. According to the code, I believe it's accurate to say that he has the variance for the stable for the horses only, because the private feedlot is 50 feet for the other animals. With the Board of Adjustment not protecting the homeowner or the resident coming in for the application, which I can't see the difference between the cow or the horse or not. But if the next homeowner wanted to bring another animal into that stable, he'd be in violation of your code, and that would not give the homeowner the protection of it. So that's why when you're doing things, it should be labeled as exactly what it is, or make it all inclusive, and we have to go back to it. It doesn't make no sense. Somebody brings a chicken in there, they're out of code violation, because they didn't get the special use exception for that. Looked at the packet for the basic stuff that's being discussed today under the ordinance changes. Really didn't see none of the minor ones that I thought you may have wanted to tackle and fix, the common sense ones, the easy ones. The second thing is, when we had discussed about with the agendas for the Board of Adjustment, in our own rules of procedure under 5.2, it says the director of planning and zoning shall be responsible for the preparation and contents of the agenda. Any member of the Board of Adjustment may place items on the agenda by contacting the director of planning and zoning. In my opinion, I would assume Mr. Lawson is director of planning's superior, and then I would assume that yous are all Mr. Lawson's superior to give the chain of command down. I cannot understand why you cannot recommend her to, or recommend to whoever the director of planning is now or going forward, what you'd like to see on their agenda to follow the procedure to make it more open to the public and to understand exactly what the people are going. Yous are the bosses, yous are the elected officials, yous are the ones who take care of it. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Dan Kramer.
Okay.
My name is Dan Kramer. When you read something into the record, where's that record kept? Is it available immediately? Or you got to FOIA it? Or what? Why is it not on the internet? It's supposed to be all over the thing, so why isn't it all available? The next thing is, I see where Woodbridge got 99 chicks. Why 99? Well, is that the code? So they were done that, so they were prevented and didn't have to come before a Board of Adjustment or come in and to go through the procedure to change their use or the land or what? I'd like to have an answer on that one.
Let's read the code. They would have come in for commercial.
Sean McKeon. Sean McKeon. You're here for the manner for the presentation of plaques. You're good. Thank you very much, sir. Bill Andrew. Check presentation. That's always good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
My pleasure to be here representing Delaware Electric Cooperative and our 96,000 members in Kent and Sussex County. Sussex County is by far the largest service territory we serve, and as you know, we're the premier electric service provider for the county. As an electric cooperative, we're a not-for-profit cooperative, but we have to make money because we have to pay our bills and we have to make sure that we can pay off our debt. But at the end of it, we always give our money back to our membership, and it gives me the great honor today to present a check to Sussex County Council in the sum of $9,504.93.
Wow.
So, but I am here also to answer any questions you all might have.
How did you bring the money? Is it in form of a check?
Of that cash, oh, okay.
Ones, tens?
Good as cash.
Okay.
Good as cash.
Mr. Lawson, you want to go and get that check from him, sir?
Sure.
Let Mr. Guy get your photo op for the day.
Thank you, sir. It's not often that it works this way where we receive. It's usually the opposite.
It's always good. It's always good.
Thank you.
We get a lot of come that way for cold taxes.
I want to make sure you can keep it next time.
Isn't that right, Mr. Cooper?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Sure,
I wanted to go.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
No, sir. Good seeing you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for being here.
Next item is a consent agenda. I have two items. Wastewater agreement number 387-2, Sussex County project number 81-04, Oak Creek Phase 2, also known as Sawgrass North, the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, and wastewater agreement number 387-3, Sussex County project number 81-04, Oak Creek Phase 3, aka Sawgrass North, of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Questions on either one of those items? Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, first item on my agenda is Carrying on the Circle food drive recognition. At this time, we'd like to recognize all those in attendance that helped us with the 2017 Carrying on the Circle food drive, truly a community event where we have a several week food drive to gather food here on the circle, pack the pod, and distribute that those goods to members of our community that are less fortunate. That takes a collaborative effort between county employees and volunteers, as well as several of the groups that are represented here today. And we want to express our true appreciation for your willingness to step up and participate in our annual event. This year, we were able to gather 27,772 items that were distributed to local entities to give those that are less fortunate something to eat. We have plaques here. I'm going to ask Mr. Costello and Mr. Guy to help with the presentation and the pictures. Mr. President, would you mind stepping down and we'll take some pictures? And thank everyone for coming. I will announce the entity that I have here listed, and then with those groups come forward and we'll take the picture. We're going to start with Colonial East LP. I believe Mr. Class is here. Colonial East, we're able to raise $1,375. These are
there you go. There you go.
These are our top three.
Steve, thank you very much for all you do.
I'll give it to you. All right, thank you. Thanks, next, we have the law firm of Fuqua, Willard, Stevens, and Schwab. We're joined by Jill Lydon and Lisa Massey. They were able to raise 2,063 items. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Next, we have Georgetown Elementary School, 1,754 items.
Yay! Wow. That's the last one. Great job. Great job. We don't want you to hold this, huh? Oh. Smile.
Which one right here?
People are going to think Mike was held back.
Feels right home, don't it? Huh? Feels right home.
Thank you all very much. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It was my graduating class.
Next, we have H.O. Brittingham Elementary School, 627 food items.
H.O. Brittingham. Thank you very
much. There you go. No. Anyone from Little Einstein Preschool present? Little Einstein? Okay. Little Einstein raised 205 items. Thank you very much.
That's Little Einstein. This should be Milton, Hillsboro, and Mount Air. Milton and
Mount Air Farms. Next, we have Mount Air Farms, donation of $500. Thank you. I want to recognize Milton Elementary School. Is anyone here from Milton? We didn't get an RSVP, but they were able to raise 1,246 food items. Next, we have Seaford High School, 1,505 items.
Yay, Seaford.
Sorry, Chip.
Thank you so much.
Make sure that's Sussex Central. I want to recognize Sussex Academy, 309 food items. Next, we have Sussex Central High School, 572 items.
Thank you.
That's your alma mater, Todd.
That is correct, yes.
More around here.
What? Todd's home base.
Thank you, young lady. Get a couple of hard work. Thank you.
I went there before he did.
Thank you. Thank you.
Get rid of the center.
All right.
You can hold this.
Okay.
I went where Dad used to go.
You can hold this.
That works.
Are we here to do that?
I've been here 5 years ahead of Dad. Georgetown High School. Georgetown Special High School. Me too. My wife stole it from me. She went down here, dollar store. My son, thank you. My son gave me this for Christmas. I said, how long? Don't be doing this jacket. I'm going to save this for me.
Good. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great job, Golden Knights. Keep up the good work. I don't see anyone here from Sussex County Association of Realtors. Want to recognize their donation of 200. Oh, there we go. Sorry.
You say George and I are here.
And we have a representative.
And I do have a plaque.
Hey, Chris, good job.
Yes.
There you are.
I didn't have the RSVP. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you much. Appreciate it.
And that's my cousin.
Oh, really?
There you go.
We'll try it.
Thank you.
Okay, and the final three I would like to present, because these represent the top three as it relates to food items raised either by direct food items or donations made. Number three, as always, in the top of the list, Aloft Aero Architects with $1,052 raised or 3,196 food items. Coming in second place, Millsboro Middle School with 3,267 items raised.
Wow.
Or Sussex Central, too.
Come on down. They kind of went around here a little bit and wound up being close friends for a second or two here.
Get the tallest in the back, please.
Wow.
Wait, what?
The tallest in the back. That doesn't mean you leave.
This is the tallest in the back.
Okay. All right, so I can get you here in front.
Come on in.
I stand right here.
Everybody good?
I don't know. I think looks like some are hiding.
I am so proud of these guys.
As you should be. Wait, hold up. We've got the back in front here. We're good. Thank you all so very much. Thank you.
And coming in first place this year, always a top provider, First State Manufactured Housing Association of Delaware with a donation of $1,335 and 3,671 food items. Thank you very much. Is Jen Allen or Steve? Okay.
Jen has the flu.
Jen has the flu. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Steve, thank you again.
Thank you.
That's it. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, everyone, for participating this year and coming out today for the recognition. Look forward to your participation next year as we enter the holiday season. Thanks for being here.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay, I'll finish with the administrator's report before the public hearing. Only two items for February 6, 2018. Item number one, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities Conference Planning Subcommittee will meet on Monday, February 12th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Administrative Office's West Complex, 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. Copy of the agenda is attached. Item two, a reminder, Council will not meet next week, February 13th. The next regularly scheduled Council meeting will be held on Tuesday, February 20th at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. We'll now move forward on the agenda to our 10.